Have you ever heard this stuff called kush? What do you call things like tomatoes and squashes and things that are grown at home?
Homegrown vegetables.
Okay. And what do you call the area around the house where these things are grown?
Garden.
Okay. What do you call corn that's put in lye and it?
Lye harmony.
Okay. And what about corn that's ground up very finely?
Grits. Okay. Some people call it harmony, but harmony grits.
Okay. Well, now is so then the grits is ground up. The harmony grits is ground up fine.
Yes.
And the other stuff, the big corn that's not ground up.
It's lye harmony.
What do you call something that people eat with gravy? You have this sometimes instead. It's a grain, white grain.
Rice.
What are some words that people use to refer to whiskey that's made in the woods or that's made at
moonshine?
Okay. And what about beer that's made at home?
Homebrew.
Did your father used to brew any at home? What do you call the sticky, sweet substance that you put on pancakes?
Syrup or molasses. Okay. Honey.
Have you ever heard any of those things called long sweetening or short sweetening? If you buy an expensive pocketbook, and some member of your family comments on the fact that it's so expensive, you might say, well, it ought to be expensive. After all, it's what leather? It's not fake leather, it's
real leather.
Yeah, and what's another word that you could use to mean that it was real?
Genuine.
What do you call a sweet that you can eat with biscuits? You put butter and
syrup.
Yeah.
Butter and molasses.
Yeah.
And butter and honey.
Yeah, but there's another one too that you keep it in a jar.
Jelly.
Yeah.
A jam.
Okay.
But
if there's a bowl of apples on the other side of the room and somebody's walking towards you, you might say, will you reach in the bowl and
have an apple.
Okay. And if you'd like one of those, will you? You might say, will you please
hand me an apple.
Okay. Now, let's see. If somebody comes around with something that you'd like to have and wants to sell it to you, you're not interested in buying it, you might say, well, I'm not going to take it if you want to sell it to me, but if you want to, you can
give it to me.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it? If you're describing something that some boys did, and they're two groups of boys, and you might say to this person you're describing this incident to, it wasn't those boys over there, it was
I guess you said it wasn't those boys there, but it was those.
Okay.
Of the other bunch.
Okay. If somebody wants to know where a book is, and the book isn't right readily available, but it's way over on the other side of the room, you say, well, it's not right here, it's over.
On the other side of the room.
Okay. How could you be less specific?